Can you remember BC? No, not the ancient world, but before COVID. It's been 10 months. But it can seem like 10 years at times. New normal is certainly not yet normal. Whoever thought that we'd all be putting on masks to go shopping, sanitizing, rather than dipping our fingers in the holy water stoop as we enter church, or viewing shaking hands, never mind a peck on the cheek, as a high-risk activity. Was working from home even a remote possibility last January? Being zoomed out was not yet an occupational hazard in the office, as we like to call the dressing table in the spare room. It's been a difficult journey, particularly painful or poignant for some of us. Perhaps we can name names of departed friends, family, or colleagues. Perhaps we have had other losses too, of employment, travel plans, or assumptions. Difficult, yes, but it has been a journey. We know now that we can do this lockdown thing if we have to. We have learned other things too, about the virus, about hygiene, about our extraordinary human capacity to adapt, about our next door neighbours, who was vulnerable, who was on their own, who needed a helping hand. Community spirit became the thing. We clapped the carers and put rainbows in our windows. We discovered the strength of our connections with people that we could no longer visit. We realized afresh that love does not count the miles. The learning wasn't mere self-improvement and wasn't an unalloyed good. What a price some have paid. Yet there's plenty to point to which might be classified as the emergence of a new dimension of social friendship, the term Pope Francis used in his encyclical Fratelli Tutti, Brothers and Sisters All, published just last autumn. Of course, glib statements that we were all in the same boat ignored the fact that, as on the ocean liners of old, some were dining in the state rooms and had access to the lifeboats, while others were travelling steerage with neither warmth nor safety equipment, PPE. Yet it swiftly became apparent that no one could deal with this virus on their own, whether as individual citizens or as individual nations. Only Herculean efforts at cooperation could save us. Again, clapping for carers may have been good for our morale, but it forced us to ask, who really keeps the nation going? We applauded a string of unsung professions: nurses, cleaners, care assistants, delivery drivers, supermarket staff, janitors, transport workers, people who are typically neither paid well nor recipients of public awards for their service. Build back better, says the slogan with its wonky grammar. But better means attending to all, beginning with the most vulnerable. Better means realizing that we are indeed all brothers and sisters and acting accordingly. Better means valuing the ones we used to overlook and rewarding their contribution. Better means realizing that our future flourishing depends on the social capital we have, individuals' gifts and stories, and a shared desire to contribute to the common good. Better means refusing to accept injustice as just the way it is, and refusing to accept conflict between the nations as just the way it is too. Pope Francis offers a beautiful reflection on the story of the Good Samaritan in Fratelli Tutti. What we learn there is, firstly, that our neighbour is the one whom we had thought of as our inferior and as our enemy, the despised Samaritan. And secondly, that neighbour is something you become by your actions, not your words. We've made a start towards building back better with our response to the pandemic during this last 10 months. In 2021, let's continue that journey, working together to fashion a world in which all can belong and, while living in peace, can contribute their gifts, their care, their kindness. Nowhere is the call to join hands in friendship more needed than in building peaceful relations between nation states and overcoming the distrust that so damages relations between different countries. If you want to be involved in that work of building social friendship between the nations, especially in places that have known conflict, join Pax Christi, the International Catholic Peace Movement. It does such good work, fostering dialogue in places of conflict, empowering its members to act for peace and reconciliation, and providing resources, contacts, ideas, and inspiration to help us all together to create a culture of peace. Go to www.paxchristi.org.uk or write to them at Pax Christi, St. Joseph's, Watford Way, Hendon, NW4 4TY. And peace be with you.